Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hi, our word for today is judgment. Now, like a lot of the words, you may feel like these are words that I learned in elementary school. I know the definition of judgment. So why do we have to talk about it as one of our words related to entrepreneurship? Basically, judgment is the ability to make considerable decisions and come to sensible conclusions. Now, here is the context related to entrepreneurship, is that as an entrepreneur, sometimes it's a heavy burden to carry that you have to make judgment decisions, and you have to make them quickly and oftentimes with very little information, and sometimes it's with considerable risk. So it can be stressful. And some people may have a notion to avoid making decisions or making quick decisions, or not having all of the information. You may have more than once heard me refer to analysis paralysis. Well, all of that to say is that there's some things that you're going to have to do that may feel against your nature or your inclination and just not be fun. And let's face it, some people want to become entrepreneurs because they want every day to be fun day. They don't want to do the things that sometimes they're asked to do in the corporate world or on their job. And so they feel like being an entrepreneur, I get to have the say so, and I'm not going to do anything I don't enjoy. And I've literally heard people speak to this and say this at presentations and as speakers on panels. And I just caution people to look at their longevity too. They can say that today, and they may have some success, and that is awesome. But at the same time, over time, go back and revisit, where are they now? Are you really privy to what's going on behind the scene? You can say one thing, when you have a microphone in your hand, but you can say something and see something very different if you could see behind the scenes. Now, all that to say, let's circle back to the issue here is, realizing that as an entrepreneur, sometimes you have to make judgment decisions. As an entrepreneur, you have to be willing to take some risk. And those risks sometimes just come in the form of having to make decisions based on limited information. Because as an entrepreneur, time is of the essence. You'll hear me talking about being able to pivot or to take advantage of an opportunity. And sometimes what's differentiating you as a small business against big corporations is that they can't make quick decisions. They have to go through all the red tape and the rigmarole and get the proper approval and make sure that the lawyers say that it's okay, and the accountants and the bookkeepers and all the people employed, you know, you almost have to have, I used to say on one of my contracts that we have to have a group hug. Everybody has to 100% be in agreement. And if you can only imagine what that takes to get everybody on the same page and to agree to something. But when you're smaller and sometimes a solopreneur, you can just say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to try it. I'm going to go for it. And whatever that risk is. But that's the key word. Out of everything that I'm saying, the most important thing to understand is when you have to make these quick judgments is don't avoid taking risk, but find ways to do it in a way that you minimize the risk. You minimize, start small. And that sometimes people don't necessarily embrace that. It's go for it, all or nothing, go 100%, go whole hog. Well, depending on what's at risk, and if you risk, take that risk, if you'll be able to recover. Risk is what makes small businesses, what makes entrepreneurs, what makes the Elon Musk of the world. Read about a few billionaires, especially self-made, those who made it in one or two industries or off of a particular product, like the Facebook and Apple and Hewlett Packard and Microsoft. They took big risk, and they'll tell you, if they're being honest, that they lost. It wasn't always just sunshine and roses. It was some stumbles, some falls. Elon Musk has lost billions of dollars. When I've read his story and just understand the sacrifice he went through physically and mentally, and he will say it, as well as financially, for things that he believed in. There aren't a lot of people like him that have that fortitude. And the risk to your health, it can be huge. You even have to ask yourself that. Are you willing? Are you going to? And do you want to put all of that on the line? Mental health, physical health, and financial. Sometimes it's not worth it. So that's when I say, go small. You know, you've probably heard the opposite. Go big or go home. Well, I'm saying go small. If it's going to really impact you and where you are in your relationship, and you're not going to be able to recover, it's okay. Just always remember, there's more than one way to approach anything. So whatever you hear out there, whatever you read, and including what I'm saying, it's okay if you do the exact opposite, because that's in itself a judgment call. That the way other people achieve their success may or may not be for you. You may need to take a different path. And that's probably the first decision and the first judgment call you need to make. If even up to this point, you've been following someone and you haven't gotten where you thought you would be, maybe you need to reevaluate what's right for you. Everyone takes a different and should take a different path. And this is why, sprinkled throughout this, there's nuggets that you may judge apply to you. And there are nuggets in some of these podcasts that or whole episodes that you say, this doesn't apply to me. This is not going to work for me. This is not for me. This message is meant for someone else. The key is discernment, honesty, and humility, because sometimes those that you want to blow off are the ones that you need to listen to a second time. So, hope this was helpful, insightful, and got you to thinking. That's what we're here to do. Bye for now. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackmon.